TED Audio Collective. You're listening to a special archive presentation of TED Talks Audio. This talk features behavioral and learning scientist Marilee Opezzo, recorded live at TEDx Stanford 2017.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
So the creative process, you know this, from the first idea to the final product is a long process. It's super iterative, lots of refinement, blood, sweat, tears, and years. And we're not saying you're going to go out for a walk and come back with the Sistine Chapel in your left hand, right? So what frame of the creative process did we focus on? Just this first part, just brainstorming, coming up with a new idea. So we actually ran 4 studies with a variety of people. You were either walking indoors or outdoors. And we all found the same, all of these studies found the same conclusion. I'm only going to tell you about one of them today. So one of the tests we used for creativity was alternate uses. And this test, you have 4 minutes, and your job is to come up with as many other ways to use common everyday objects as you can think of. So, for example, what else would you do with a key other than to use it for opening up a lock? Clearly, you could use it as a third eyeball for a giraffe, right? Maybe. That's sort of interesting, kind of new, but is it creative? So people came up with many ideas as they could, and we had to decide, is this creative or not? So the definition of creativity that a lot of people go with is appropriate novelty. So for something to be appropriate, it has to be realistic. So unfortunately, you can't use a key as an eyeball. Boo. But novel is the second thing, is that nobody had to have said it. So for us, novelty, it had to be appropriate first, and then for novelty, nobody else in the entire population that we surveyed could have said it. So you might think you could use a key to scratch somebody's car, but if somebody else said that, you didn't get credit for it. Neither of you did. However, only one person said this. If you were dying and it were a murder mystery, and you had to carve the name of the murderer into the ground with your dying words. So one person said this. And it's a creative idea because it's appropriate and it's novel. So you either did this test and came up with ideas while you were seated or while you were walking on a treadmill. They did the test twice with different objects. 3 groups. The first group sat first and then sat again for the second test. The second group sat first and then did the second test while walking on a treadmill. The third group, and this is interesting, they walked on the treadmill first and then they sat. Okay, so the 2 groups that sat together for the first test, they looked pretty similar to each other and they averaged about 20 creative ideas per person. The group that was walking on the treadmill did almost twice as well. And they were just walking on a treadmill in a windowless room. So, remember they took the test twice. The people who sat twice for that second test, they didn't get any better. Practice didn't help. But these same people who were sitting and then went on the treadmill got a boost from walking. Here's the interesting thing. The people who were walking on the treadmill still had a residue effect of the walking, and they were still creative afterwards. So the implication of this is that you should go for a walk before your next big meeting and just start brainstorming right away. So we have 5 tips for you that will help make this the best effect possible. So first, you want to pick a problem or a topic to brainstorm. So this is not the shower effect. This is not when you're in the shower and all of a sudden a new idea pops out of the shampoo bottle. This is something you're thinking about ahead of time, and they're intentionally thinking about brainstorming a different perspective on the walk. Secondly, I get asked this a lot, is this okay while running? Well, the answer for me is that if I were running, the only new idea I would have would be to stop running. So, but if running for you is a comfortable pace, good. So it turns out whatever physical activity is not taking a lot of attention. So just walking at a comfortable pace is a good choice. Also, you want to come up with as many ideas as you can. So one key of creativity is to not lock on that first idea. Keep going. Keep coming up with new ones and until you pick one or two to pursue. You might worry that you don't want to write them down because what if you will forget them? So the idea here is to speak them. Everybody was speaking their new ideas. So you can put your headphones on and record through your phone and then just pretend you're having a creative conversation, right? Because the act of writing your idea down is already a filter. You're going to be like, is this good enough to write down? And then you write it down. So just speak as many as you can and record them and think about them later. And finally, don't do this forever, right? If you're on the walk and that idea is not coming to you, come back to it later at another time. So I think we're coming up on a break right now. So I have an idea. Why don't you grab a leash and take your thoughts for a walk? Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Yenisa is a super recognizer who never forgets a face.
I always thought that it would be perceived as I was a stalker or something, but now it's just being done constantly. You take a photo and your phone would recognize different faces.
The future of facial recognition. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.